Welcome to Module 2 of the P System, the sanity-saving priority management system for creative entrepreneurs. Now, today, we're going to be taking a deeper look at step one in the system. We're going to start with a more encompassing definition of P, which stands for prayer and meditation, and they're not the same, and I didn't know that, and I'll explain more when we get there. I'm going to share with you my specific practice as it stands today, as well as other examples of how to use prayer and meditation, because I believe that not everybody is going to get the same thing out of doing it my way, and I want you to have some options, because we're going to practice those options in the practice sessions later. And then we're going to talk about how focused energy equals focused action, and how this first step in the system gets you more focused. I'm expecting that this won't run a whole hour. That'll give you a chance to maybe practice a little when we're all done, and I will take questions at the end. So when we define prayer and meditation for this course, okay, it isn't about religion or even spirituality per se, although it can be. I'm here to present options, not to force a belief system down your throat. This is spiritual in nature, in that you're probably going to be opening up to divine aspects of yourself that may have been dormant or undiscovered for you, but this isn't church, this isn't religion, and that's not how we're defining prayer and meditation here. This is about opening up and connecting to your divine self in an effort to listen to yourself more, to build trust with yourself. I like to talk about being fully human and fully divine, the idea that we fully embody all the frailties and shortcomings of being human, as well as all the glorious awesomeness of what it means to be a living, breathing miracle. You're a miracle. The odds of you, specifically you, in your form and shape, coming into being in this world with all the odds that are stacked against you is miraculous. And you have to own that. And that's pretty spiritual, even though it's not religious per se. And if you're a devout follower of your faith, then you're in luck, because this first step in the P system allows you to connect even more deeply to that which you already believe in. It serves as a daily way to strengthen whatever faith walk you follow, even if it's only faith in yourself. Prayer and meditation are a two-way conversation, the give and the take that I talked about in Module 1, the ebb and the flow. Prayer is where you pour out everything going on. Meditation is where you listen. Sometimes you do more talking, sometimes you do more listening, but the idea here is that you've got to have both halves of that equation. And when I first developed this program, I use the words prayer, meditation, grounding, centering. I use them all interchangeably because I thought they were all the same thing. That was my ignorance showing, because they're not all the same thing, as I've come to learn. The reason step one in the P system is so important is because through it, you do get to ground yourself and center yourself back into your body. You are reconnected to yourself, your physical self, and your divine self, that inner sense of who you are and the purpose that you serve in the world. So often, we live from the neck up, only in our heads. For creatives, sometimes a lot just in our heads, in our own little like vicious circle bubble thing going on, okay? And we don't fully inhabit our bodies. There are many ways to offer up prayer, and this is a great opportunity to get yourself back into your body. Prayer is, as we're defining it for this course, nothing more or less than a way to ask for what you want or need and to speak to the divine transformational energy that lives within you and beyond you. So if you're living from the neck up, you're not connecting to that. This isn't begging or trick-or-treating where you just show up and things are just kind of handed to you. This is a conversation, okay? And prayer is the first part where you say, hello, here's what's going on, this is what I need, this is what I'm about in the world. And meditation is the other half of that conversation. The only way to do this wrong is to be fake about it. And I'll talk more about doing it right later, This was something that took me a while to figure out. So I think it's important to share this right now so that it's off your radar. I used to think there was a right way to do everything, especially prayer. And it didn't work for me. I would read scriptures, I'd get on my knees, I'd say all the these and the thous and the holy thines and all that stuff. And it felt phony to me. And I wasn't feeling like I was doing anything except putting on this big show, going through the motions. And I'm like, okay, I'm doing all this. Why do I feel like I'm not being heard? You don't need to put on a show for God, or your divine, whatever name you want to give that divine transformational energy that flows within you and beyond you. You don't need to put on a show. It doesn't need a show. God doesn't need your show. This is a conversation, like with your best friend. You don't need to put on a show when you're talking to your best friend. You just need to be honest. Sometimes ruthlessly honest. You've got to be you. You've got to be authentically you so that the real you gets to be seen and heard and acknowledged and understood and conversed with. Prayer can be a song you sing, a task you undertake, a craft you make. It can be in the way you care for your children or your business. Anything you do can be a prayer when the intention behind it is to ask for what you want or need, or to converse with that divine transformational energy that dwells within you and beyond you. It's the connection point to everything. It's the portal to everything. And until you connect to it, where are you going to go? And if it's not you connecting to it, if it's some mask or some show or some facade, what's really getting connected to? What's really going on there? So, something to think about. As a Reiki master, I was trained to begin each session with a prayer focused on five attitudes. And those five attitudes are joy, peace, gratitude, truth and integrity, and loving service or loving kindness. And I hated the way this prayer was worded, because instead of focusing on what we wanted to cultivate, joy, peace, gratitude, etc., this prayer focused on what not to do. Just for today, I will not be angry. That's how the prayer begins. And I'm like, so I'm focusing on not being angry instead of focusing on being joy, finding joy, spreading joy, enculturating joy in the world. Yeah, that doesn't work for me, because I know that my words have meaning. And so I took that prayer and changed it around. I wrote a very simple song for me, just using those words. And that became my prayer. Joy, peace, gratitude, truth and integrity, loving service, or loving kindness, depending on whatever mood I was in for the day. I would alternate. But I mean, it was that simple. And just the act of seeing it, just right now even, brings me into myself, into my body, because of the it works so quickly in my body, partly because it's music. So there's a natural resonance, and my chest starts to resonate. But that's just one very simple prayer. I'm asking for what I want or what I need, and I'm calling to that divine transformational energy that lies within me as I'm singing, as my body is engaged with it, and beyond me as it's going out literally in waves out into the world as I'm singing it to help me make it so. Now, you might not be musical. That's cool. Here's another prayer. And this is the one I use most often because I can take it anywhere. And that's morning pages. Okay. Got a notebook. I actually have many, many, many notebooks. Many, many notebooks. I take them everywhere. Now, over the years, this has evolved for me. I started doing this about the time I started doing the peace system and didn't really know that this is what I was doing. Julia Cameron, in her book, The Artist's Way, talks about morning pages, where you get up first thing in the morning, you put pen to paper, and you just start writing. Whatever flows out. Grocery list, I hate my life, you know, I gotta fix the car, like whatever is coming out of your head, just get it out of your head through the pen onto the paper. No judgment, just write and keep writing until you've got at least 3 pages. That's how it started for me, because that was all I knew. I thought that was the right way to do it. And then about a year or so in, I stopped doing it that way because I stopped writing first thing in the morning. I did some other things first, like take a shower or whatever. So I didn't have that, I just woke up, let me start writing experience anymore. It wasn't available to me. So I stopped doing it first thing in the morning, and then it became more like conversations with God, where it looks more like a play script, okay, where there's like dialogue, and I'd write my name, Lisa, and whatever my question or my conversation was, and then it was like, God, semicolon. And I would wait for whatever was going to come through my pen at that time to give me my answer, whatever my answer was going to be. Sometimes I would wait for a very long time, and sometimes things would just flow. Okay. And so I did that for a while. And then it evolved again into a more dear diary style of writing. Dear God, blah, 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 blah. You know, my day is going crappy and it's only 9 a.m. And I just dump everything out of my head onto the paper. When I felt a divine impression coming through, I'd log it and I just keep writing. You know, this is coming through me and I'm like asking this question, or I'm really frustrated about something, and then I'd hear like the voice. And this is kind of transparent. When I feel like God is talking to me, it sounds like the voice of James Earl Jones, the guy who was the voice of Darth Vader, except, you know, without the heavy breathing. So it sounds like Darth Vader's talking to me and telling me, you know, do this, do that, or whatever. And I'm like, okay, I'll write that down. And I write it down and I keep writing. Now, I still do the brain dump, obviously, in my notebook right here. But it's far more specific, intentional, and conversational in nature. The writing itself has become the act of prayer and meditation. So I start writing about what's going on for me. And sometimes while I'm in the middle of writing down the problems I'm trying to solve, the answer is already very clearly coming to me, so I can stop and just receive what's coming up and then continue without having to write God's words down or whatever, you know, whatever the process is. That is why the peace system is a framework that you can use to fit your needs, because your needs are going to evolve. Who you are will evolve. So you need tools that will evolve with you. You know, you can't continue to wear the same baby clothes that you were born into. You grow out of them. You evolve. And it's nice if you have something that, you know, will change and go with you, but so much of the world doesn't allow us to do that. We have to let go of the old thing and take something new. This is a system that you don't have to let go of. It can adapt to you. And that's one of the reasons why I've continued to use it for about a decade now, because it's so adaptable and it allows me to be flexible. And every time I teach it, I get new insights to share. And in the interim, it's still very useful. It's not something I have to put on a shelf somewhere because it's not working anymore. There is a great book, I think it just came out, called The MacGyver Secret. And it's written by the screenwriter that developed the TV show MacGyver, which is one of my favorite shows. But in it, he outlines this process that helps you channel your inner MacGyver to help you problem solve and come up with solutions to any question you ask it. That's prayer and meditation. You ask your inner Mac a question, that's prayer, and then you go do something else so that your brain can process without interruption and find the answer. That's meditation, okay? For the author, it was building paper models. He'd ask his inner MacGyver a question and then go build a paper model of like the Eiffel Tower or whatever, to something quasi-mindless that allowed him to focus and not focus on the problem, but didn't require a lot of higher processing skills, thought processing skills. And then he'd come back and be like, okay, inner Mac, what have you got for me? And he'd have an answer, or 12, okay? I have a friend who goes on feather walks. Yeah, I mean, that's prayer and meditation. She goes out on an active search for feathers in the great outdoors. So she's got to focus, but it's not on the wants and needs that she's already laid out during her prayer time. Now, I'm a person who likes efficiency. I don't want to have to take long walks to get clarity and plan my day. I'd like to get it done a little more quickly so that I have a day left to plan. So I write. I write because, and this is important, that's the most fluid approach for me. I'm a good writer, and I've gotten good at hearing my inner MacGyver. That's an important thing to keep in mind. I fumbled around at this for several years. Remember, I've been doing this for about 10 years now. So it goes pretty quickly and effortlessly for me now. But those first couple of years were awkward and painful because I was learning and I was tweaking, and I'm like, I wasn't doing it right, you know, and I was struggling with doing it right. So I'm saving you a lot of time and energy on the learning curve, but you still have to practice. And your early practice, and you're a creative entrepreneur, so you know this. In whatever you do, your early practice always sucks compared to your future self. It's always better after you've done it 12 times or 100 times or 1,000 times. So if it takes you 45 minutes every day the first month to get a handle on this process, that's okay. It will get easier and take less time as you get practice. But the key is finding the way that's fluid for you. So if it's not writing or journaling and it's singing or painting or decorating or walking, okay. You know, it's like moving in with a long lost friend. You have so much to tell them when you guys first get together because you've got years of stuff to share and unload and catch them up on. But after a while, there's not so much to tell because you've said it all. So the conversations become shorter, but no less meaningful. And I want to make sure that that point gets understood. It takes longer in the beginning because you've got a lot more to process, but then you become efficient at it and it doesn't take as long, but it's still just as meaningful. Now, if you're experienced with prayer and meditation already, you might be able to jump through this step like that. You know, in our practice sessions, I'll be using these different prayers so that you're going to have a chance to experience it fully as part of the entire process. And we're going to do a couple today, but as going through the whole process, you'll get to see how, okay, and then you'll get to determine, all right, does this work for me, or does this feel uncomfortable? Oh, I really like it when we do it, like when we do that piece. That piece didn't work for me. Well, maybe that other piece can plug in here. Okay, so we're going to experiment in our practice sessions with different components and plug them in so that you have a chance to experience them in real time. Right now, we're like breaking it down step by step. And so it doesn't really give you a clear sense of how long it takes to go through this process. But the practice sessions, you know, they're 30 minutes, a couple minutes to get situated, let's go through it, a couple minutes to wrap up at the end. So that you can get a feel for, okay, this is how it feels in practice. Because I know some of you are going to be like, yeah, this is great. And it's going to sit on a shelf and you're going to take in all the knowledge and then you're not going to do anything with it. I got you. I got your wagon fixed this time. We're going to have practice sessions. So yay. Okay, so the same thing with meditation. One of my favorite moving meditations is called the body prayer. So it does double duty. And I'm going to take my headphones off. You should still be able to hear me because the microphone's right here. It does double duty. It's a prayer and a meditation because it's a body meditation, body prayer. All right. And so I'm going to try and stand up. All right. So what you do is you put your hands out in front of you, like you've got these two big heavy bags, and you drop them, letting go of all that I'm holding on to. I gratefully accept all that God wants to give me. I bless the past. And open myself to the present moment. Open myself, meaning I'm putting my hand on my heart center and solar plexus, which is your power center. So in doing that, it looks like this. Letting go of all that I'm holding on to, I gratefully accept all that God wants to give me. I bless the past, and I open myself to this present moment. And I do that a few times. Headphones back on here. So I go through that a few times, letting go of all that I'm holding on to. I gratefully accept all that God wants to give me. I bless the past. I open myself to this present moment. Again, if God is not your jam, the divine, the world, the universe, life, whatever is going to give you the ability to hold space for being receptive and accepting things with gratitude, that's the word you want to use. Because that's the activity. We're releasing and clearing space so that we can open up and receive what's new and what's healthy and whole for us. We're letting go of the past and we're opening ourselves up to what's going on right now. We're bringing ourselves back into our body. So that's it. And I'll repeat it, you know, 3 or 4 times. And that's an activity that I can do relatively quickly. So we'll practice that in one of the practice sessions. I used to think that meditation was a stationary, sit still, don't move, don't breathe, don't wiggle activity, because those were the only examples I had ever seen of meditation. Sitting still for 60 seconds used to make my skin crawl. Literally, I would just be like shaking apart until I kept at it. And it's still not easy for me to just be still. So I'll use that body prayer, or I'll use a guided meditation, which we'll do in one of our practice sessions, or dance. I love to dance. Like prayer, almost anything can be a meditation if you're doing it with the intention of opening up to receive the impressions from the transformative divine energy that you've been trying to connect with, that energy that lives in you and beyond you. Again, this applies pretty much across the board to any spiritual or religious practice. I don't know a religious practice that doesn't connect to some divine source outside your body. And if you don't have a spiritual practice at all, if you don't have a religion or a faith formation, this still works because it's the power of yourself. It's both, because you are divinely human in all of your formations. So here's another more stationary example. It's called a mudra, which is an Indian word or Sanskrit word. And I just forgot what it means. So anyways, it comes from that culture. And it's about hand formations. And my Reiki teacher taught this one to me. It's a combination of hand positioning, so you put your hands in a particular position, and rhythmic breathing, so you're going to breathe in a certain way, with a single mantra or affirmation or phrase as your focus. So here's how it works. I'm going to break it down for you, and then we're going to do it together. So you're going to form the peace sign. See where your fingers are, like peace sign, with both your hands. You want your two, like that, peace signs, okay? And then you're going to rest them on your knees, palms up. Now, if this is uncomfortable, setting them on your knees in that position, it might be a little bit, then just sit with your hands on your lap, palms upward. Again, this is an act of receiving, being receptive. We want receptive energy. Okay, so that's what we're doing here. This particular posture, hand posture or mudra, is designed to increase energy in your body, like stimulate blood flow and get you energized. So when you're feeling like, I want to start today, no thanks. You can assume this position and do this breathing exercise, and it's supposed to kind of turbocharge you a little bit. So the breath is an inhale, a hold, and then an exhale. So it's like, okay. And you'll visualize a warm healing light as you inhale. And then as you hold briefly, you're going to visualize yourself absorbing that warm healing energy. And then exhale, visualizing yourself releasing whatever crud you've been holding on to. Okay. So it's like, and now there's a thought or a phrase that goes with that. Okay. So as you inhale and envision this warmth, you're going to say to yourself, I thankfully accept everything that is good for me. And then as you're holding your breath and absorbing that energy, you're going to say, let it have its effect within me. And then as you exhale and release the crud, release your breath, you're going to say to yourself, and release everything that is spent. Okay. So again, inhale, thankfully accept everything that is good for me. Hold, let it have its effect within me. Release, and release everything that is spent. Okay, so that's how that works. This is an opportunity to take in what you need to receive and clear space to receive it. So it is both prayer and meditation. Okay, you're asking for the good to come, and then you're holding and you're giving yourself space to actually, and then you clear out the crap that doesn't belong there. And it's an ongoing cycle. And the more rhythmically you can do it, 5, 10, 15 times, it doesn't have to take long. When you get to where you've memorized the phrase, it's like, And the noise in your brain shuts off. And you clear space in your body to receive it. Prayer, meditation. So let's transition from the woo-woo, the kind of, oh, it's kind of up here, to the science behind this. Yes, there is. There's science. Sir Isaac Newton's third law of motion that says for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction, right? You've probably heard this if you've studied any physics at all. So if you're putting all this energy out, prayers of joy, need, desire, gratitude, then you've created space, a vacuum. So an equal energetic response has to come back to you. It has to. That's the law of physics on this planet. You might not get it to come back to you in the way that you expect or in the manner that you have planned, but it has to come back. That's the way physics works on planet Earth. So if all you're doing is putting out, putting out, putting out, putting out, and you've got this wall up, then all you're doing is exhale, 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 exhale. And you need to be able to receive, to inhale, the equal and opposite reaction. Now, like a ripple in a pond, bloop, the waves go out and they're going to bounce off of whatever they come into contact with. That's why when you put the energy out, it doesn't always come back in the way you expect, because you don't know what's out there that it's bouncing off of. But it has to come back. Equal and opposite reaction. It has to come back. So there's one more thing I want to hit on here, that whole doing it right. I've kind of alluded to it a few times. And I know some of you, this isn't a problem. You're like, I don't judge. I've learned how to drop judgment. And that's great. And there's a lot the rest of us can learn from you. Okay. But for those of us who struggle with perfectionism, particularly fusion creatives, we struggle with perfectionism and comparisonitis a lot. And chaotic creatives are all about raising the bar and setting the experience level really high. So there's a lot of wanting to do it right. Linears want to do it right so they get the right result. So we all want to do it right at some level, but for different reasons, okay? There's no right way to do it beyond what the framework provides, and that is give and take, ebb and flow, okay? You got to have both halves because otherwise it's an incomplete system. But there's no wrong way to do it as long as you're doing it in a way that resonates with you. You're not putting on a show. You're not going through the motions, okay? And as your practice will evolve over time, just like mine has, it's about, you know, going from playing with child's toys to grown-up toys, putting away children's clothing and putting on grown-up's clothing. As you mature and evolve, you play with the toys and wear the clothes that represent this new evolution of yourself. That is a never-ending process for most people. That's what the nature of change is all about. And if you can accept that now, if you haven't already, and drop the judgment around it, change is going to be easier to navigate across the board in your life. Change will be easier to navigate. So my request then is that you practice with us through the duration of this class in the manner that I'm teaching, not because it's the right way, but because that will help you develop some familiarity with the training so that you get a handle on how the system works. Okay, that's what we're doing, and this is why we're doing it. And then when you've got some comfort around it, feel free to experiment. You know, it's hard to go from tricycle to motocross racing in a single day. I've never seen that happen before. Get some comfort or mastery before you start tweaking. But like any good chocolate chip cookie recipe, you know, you got a basic recipe, you learn how to master the basic recipe, then you can be like, oh, today I used walnuts and today I used macadamia nuts and today I used, peanut brittle instead of, you know, chocolate chips. So, but you can't do any of that until you understand how to make a basic cookie recipe. Experimentation is a lot easier when you've got this foundation of confidence underneath you. And that's what our time together is supposed to be about. But when you feel ready, then by all means, start adjusting the system. Find the way that works for you, which may not be exactly how I do it. And that's totally, totally cool. As long as you are doing the peace system in a way that's resonant for you, you're doing it right. You're doing it right. Okay. So you owe it to yourself to take the time for you and do this every day or as often as possible. I really try to stick to every day, and there are times when I don't get to do it and I feel the effects. It's like, again, rooming with the long lost friend, you've got lots to catch up on, and then you decide you're going to take a 6-week vacation. Well, when you come back, you've got a lot of stuff to share again. So the longer you're away from the system, the more backed up you can get for yourself. And practice compassion with yourself when you aren't able to do it. Because I used to beat myself up like, oh my God, I can't believe it's been like 3 days and I haven't done this yet. And I'm feeling it. And like all these other things are coming up. And okay. Some days start off with fireworks and explosions and you got to deal with that. But if every day is starting off with explosions, then you really need the peace system. It is important for you to take back control of your life and your priorities. Creative entrepreneurs get stuck and stagnant when they can't tap into that flow of creative ideas. This is how you tap in more consistently. Clear the headspace. Have the divine conversation of prayer and meditation. The first step in the peace system gets you focused, okay? And focused action creates focused results. The type of focus will dictate the type of results. There is a difference between a flashlight and a laser beam. A flashlight shines light in a very diffuse, wide swath. It illuminates the path more than typically just what's around your feet. It gives you a bigger sense of the picture. A laser beam is a very focused wave of light energy. When it's focused down to a pinpoint, when it's highly focused, it can cut through metal or burn a hole in something. Focused energy, focused results. So do you want to go through your day like a flashlight, kind of all over the place, big picture view? Or do you want to be the laser beam? Now, I'm going to say something that I've never said in this class before. There's no right answer here. I used to think there was. So I hope you understand. You've got to drop the judgment around one of these being better than the other. We need both. You know, you can't light the road in front of you with a laser beam. You need a flashlight or headlamps on a vehicle. Okay. You've got to drop the judgment because we need both. And being the laser beam all the time can be exhausting. And being the flashlight all the time can be overwhelming. This is something that I've learned since the last time I taught this course. It's a new perspective. You get to decide the level of focus you want to apply to your day, and the peace system, this first step specifically, helps you get there. When you are in prayer and meditation, you get to choose. You get a connectedness that allows you to choose your focus instead of defaulting to flashlight all the time. You can intentionally choose, today I'm in flashlight mode. I've got to get a bigger picture view of what's going on in my life. Or today I'm a laser beam and I'm going to focus relentlessly on this task or these goals or whatever. Or somewhere in the middle. Today I'm a spotlight and I've got like two or three things that are really challenging to me and I really need to put some concerted effort there. You get to decide. Prayer and meditation help you choose your level of focus with intention. And in choosing, you hold yourself accountable automatically. I said I was going to be a flashlight today. I'm going to be a flashlight today. I said I was going to be a laser beam. I got to cut all the distractions away, which is what happens through the rest of this process. And we'll get to those steps in the next modules, obviously. Choosing your focus allows you to have the connection that you need to examine your priorities and assess your must-dos, which is what we're going to cover in the next module. So that's the first step. And now's the time to ask any questions that you might have. I told you we weren't gonna go a whole hour today, which means if you blocked off an hour, now you can go practice when we're done with Q&A. So, I got you covered. If you have a question that comes up, you can pop it into the chat and then I will unmute you. And if you don't have any questions that come up or everything is groovy for you, then fabulous. And I will check for questions after this session. If you have something that comes up later, just email me info@lisarobinyoung.com. I will answer it personally, either in an email back to you, or if it's a question that can benefit the whole group, I'll answer it in one of the upcoming sessions. So Linda said, no questions. I'm about as woo as you get. You know what, Linda? I'm gonna unmute you because I think there's something valuable in what you just said. See if I can get you unmuted here. Okay, you're unmuted. Let me see if I can get your camera on. Come on, girl. Help me out here. Why is it? I love new things that I'd like. I gotta learn how to use this there. Start video. Okay. So everyone, this is Linda.
Hi.
Hi, Linda. So you're very woo.
Talk to yeah, me. I'm about as woo as you can get.
Talk to me a little bit about your spiritual practice, particularly as it relates to this structure. Can you see how this is going to help you integrate, or does this feel like it's so completely removed from everything that you do that it's like, I've got to learn a whole new doctrine?
I like to keep things simple. So my meditation journeying and things like that, they're pretty simple. They're not super long or complex or anything like that. But I do need to get back to doing more of that. So it's definitely good to have a reminder.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. And for you, I know you're an artist. So, you know, do you ever find that as you're painting or creating, it becomes a meditative experience for you?
Yeah. Whether it's painting, web design, graphic design, you zone out.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the energy that this whole thing is about. Thank you, Linda. I really appreciate you sharing.
My pleasure.
That was really awesome. So yeah, I mean, this is what we're dealing with when I'm talking about getting that conversation going, connecting with the ebb and the flow, the give and the take, that divine conversation, you know, the real world stuff of everything that's coming out of your head. And we're going to talk about brain dumps in our next session together, but getting everything out of your head and sharing what's going on with that divine sense of yourself, and then zoning into that space where you can just receive whatever's going to come through you. I know it sounds woo-woo, but it's very scientific. So it's both. What is it that Thor said, magic is just science that you haven't figured out yet, or you haven't been able to explain, or science is magic, whatever. It's something like that. And so it's that nexus of these two worlds. Because when you can get into yourself, when you can get fully into you and hear what's really going on for you without all the masks and the subterfuge of all the demands and shoulds of the world around you, that's when you start to make progress on what's really important to you, the priorities that really matter to you. That's when you start to see things really take off in your life, in your work, in your relationships. Gosh, I can't remember what was his name. Tom Cruise's movie, and he says, Jerry Maguire, he says, I've lost the ability to bullshit. That's what happens. You lose that ability to bullshit because you get clear with who you are. You get clear with what really matters. And the peace system is the process that I found that works for me, that holds me accountable and gets me going forward. And I'm not seeing any other questions today, so that's going to wrap it up. Be sure to check the download area for our upcoming training and practice sessions, and then we'll keep moving forward. So until then, this is Lisa Robin Young signing off. In blessings and peace, have yourselves a great day.